from ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The woman at the center of the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump testifying today, Stormy Daniels, the adult film actress Trump's former fixer paid to keep Trump's alleged sexual encounter with Daniels from going public ahead of the 2016 election, described her childhood and working as an exotic dancer and then in the adult film world. ABC's John Santucci says Daniels focused her testimony directly looking at jurors.
They are all head-on looking at Stormy Daniels, and Donald Trump, according to our team, his gaze is downward or straight ahead.
Daniels also testified about meeting Trump at a Lake Tahoe golf course in 2006 and details about going to Trump's hotel room for dinner and discussions about the adult film industry, his wife Melania, and professional wrestling before having sex. Trump denies the sexual encounter, having an affair with Daniels too, and falsifying documents to repay Cohen for the hush money payments. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse.
Prosecutors say her claim of a tryst with former President Trump, which he has long denied occurred, was the motivating factor for him to falsify business records, as he's accused of doing here.
Trump's attorneys will also get to cross-examine Daniels. Pro-Palestinian protests expanding at colleges nationwide and Columbia University, where demonstrations began. Officials making a decision to cancel the main commencement. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos in New York.
Columbia University's main graduation ceremony here canceled. The university saying it is for security reasons. Other colleges adjusting their plans as well. USC offering a celebratory event after scrapping their graduation. And Emory in Atlanta moving commencement over safety concerns.
Talks to finalize a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas continuing, despite Hamas saying they reached an agreement. And a new government report shows federal programs like Social Security are going to be out of money in the year 2035. You're listening to ABC News. An arrest in Texas for a double murder and kidnapping in New Mexico.
The suspect is 26-year-old Alec Collins, who's from the Houston area. Police believe he shot and killed Harley Cisneros and her friend Taryn Allen, wounded Cisneros' 5-year-old, and kidnapped her 10-month-old daughter. The killings and kidnapping happened Friday. Collins was caught Monday, 260 miles away in Abilene, Texas. Investigators have not disclosed a potential motive.
Collins is charged with murder, kidnapping, and child abuse. Miss USA Neolia Voigt announcing she's giving up her crown to focus on her mental health. Here's ABC's Lionel Moyes with more.
Utah!
Voigt, who won the pageant in September, posting on Instagram, "In life, I strongly value the importance of making decisions that feel best for you and your mental health. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. The caption of the post going on to say, "I realize this may come as a large shock to many. Never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth."
If you or anyone you know is struggling with the suicide, the Crisis Lifeline is available 24 hours a day at 988. The launch of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft that would have taken two astronauts to the International Space Station was scrubbed last night. It was called off at Cape Canaveral because of an oxygen valve problem of the rocket that would have carried Boeing's capsule into space. Michelle Franzen.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.